In this episode, we are talking about some of the hardest parts to starting a business because it's hard. And we're going to talk about it. But what I'm really going to cover is how you can overcome it being hard. We're going to talk about that. And we're going to talk about the exact steps that you can take in order to get past some of those hard things at the beginning. So make sure you hang out with me for this episode. If you are a Christian woman who has knowledge or expertise in an area and you feel called or led to share that information with other people, but you feel overwhelmed with trying to figure it all out, like how do you really get started? What do you really need to do? Which guru do you really need to listen to? And if the tech alone might be stressing you out, or you're trying to figure out where will I find the time to even try to be consistent with sharing the knowledge that you have, but you still know you want to help others grow because you know that they can grow, overcome, and become in some area of their life with the information that you have, there is absolutely a way for you to share your gift with the world without feeling stressed and overwhelmed, and by doing it on your own schedule, as well as still giving impact. I am Dr. T. I am a longtime educator. I'm a certified executive business coach. I'm a launch expert. I am a course building expert, and I am here with She Launches Podcast, where we're helping thousands of women across the world get started, because what I know is getting started is the most daunting part of launching a business, but it can also be the most rewarding if you have the right guidance, knowledge, and expertise. We're also going to be talking in this podcast about how you can take care of yourself, your own mental, your own self-care, because this is the most pleasing aspect that I believe God wants us to be in charge of. So it is time for you to launch. It is time for you to get started. And I hope to see you on the inside of the podcast. Hey there, this is your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T, coming to you with another episode from She Launches Podcast. As usual, I'm excited to be here. I hope you guys had a good week. I hope you're having a good week. And I am glad that you are hanging out with us. Make sure that you head over to the website, shelaunchesit.com, because I have some really cool stuff there. About to make some changes to that site. So give me a couple days. If you don't go get to it today, because it's going to be a little bit updated. And I'm really, really excited about that. Also, make sure that if you haven't done so and you've been listening to me, you've been following me, that you hit that subscribe button, because that is going to help with the stats. You guys know how it goes. Or hit that follow button. You know, every platform is a little bit different, but make sure you hit it so you can be kept abreast of when we do our podcasts, which are Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday right now. Again, I'm always trying to go to 5 days a week, but I can't right now. So we had 3 days a week, but I'm really happy to be here with episode number 54. Today, we're talking about the hardest parts to starting a business, more specifically starting your business online, right? And especially if you are a coach, if you're a consultant, if you're an expert in any area, and you're thinking, man, I want to be able to sell my knowledge. I want to be able to go B2B, B2C, and be able to help some folks. But sometimes it's really hard. And I'm going to talk to you about what that is and how you really can overcome it. So here is the thing. This is really the hardest part to starting a business. You want the truth? Okay, so here's the truth. I want to see if you can really figure it out. So I'm stalling because I want you to think about what I'm about to say. We're talking about the hardest part to starting a business. More specifically, if you're starting online, it could be brick and mortar, but you're starting online. What's the hardest part? And here's my answer. It's everything. That might set somebody free. You might be thinking, why is this so hard? Because it is. It all of it is hard. All of it is hard. And I've said it before. Sometimes I you guys know, oftentimes, you know, repetition is the key. So I repeat myself a lot. But the start of it is where you in that honeymoon phase of your business, right? Everything is good and you feel good and you're excited. You done told your amen corner, because you know your amen corner just go agree with whatever you say anyway. You don't see any backlash. You feel like it's a good idea. All of that, people are encouraging you. People you want to spend money with is encouraging you most of the time because they want to get your money, but I digress. But you feel like, you know, this is good. And then, you know, it's like, I have to do this. And here's what ends up happening. You say, okay, I'm going to do it. You make the declaration, because I believe that when we are ready to jump into a business. We got to put that in the atmosphere. We got to put it in the atmosphere. I feel a sermonette coming on, but I'm going to try to hold back from it. But I believe that we got to put it in the atmosphere. I believe that we got to talk to people about it. I believe that we have to start talking about what it is we want to do to as many people that we can, because you never know who is going to be a blessing. Now, there are some people who believe contrary to that. They believe that if I start putting it out, people are going to want to steal my idea. Trust and believe. People don't want to do that. Don't even let that bother you, because just remember, imitation is the best form of flattery. So just go ahead and do what you're supposed to do, because the people that are supposed to be impacted by you are the people that are going to be impacted by you. So make sure that you're talking about it, your excitement about it. And I know that some people would like to keep some things under wraps, and that's okay. But those people that you know, love, and trust, make sure that you're getting some good information. Talk to some mentors, talk to some folks that can give you some healthy advice about it, because everything is going to be hard at the beginning. And even through the excitement, once that excitement wears off, you're going to be like overwhelmed, because one of the things that I have found out that really hinders us, it has hindered me from starting at the beginning with this overwhelm, is because of the timelines that I put on myself. I've said this before, is that especially if you are one of those with type A personalities, you know, you're always going, if you are, you know, the matriarch of your family, if you're taking care of yourself, you're a solopreneur, if you're a single mom, if you're married, if you have kids, all of those things matter. If you are in a high profile job, or if your job is taking a lot of time, you doing a lot of time at your job, your church, your kids and their activities, right? Like, it can be overwhelming to now say, God, I heard you say, start this business, right? And because you handle everything else like a superwoman, meaning you keep a cape in your back pocket just on GP, right? You just keep a cape in your back pocket. We will then put timelines on ourselves, and those timelines by themselves can tend to be overwhelming because of everything else we have going on. And watch this. Oftentimes, what happens is we'll put these tough timelines on ourselves, even if we're embarking on a type of business that we've never done before. I mean, how hard can it be to just declare that I'm going to be a coach, whether you are certified or not? That's not really what matters, because there's not a certification agency. I know that there's ICF, but that's not an industry that says you're not a coach if you don't have, you know, ICF certification. Now, unless your industry says you have to have a certification, that's different. But I'm talking about just, you say you're a life coach, you say you are a business coach, because this is what you've been doing. Your time in the game has shown that you are qualified to be able to do that, right? Or you say you want to go into consulting. Now you've put in your time, and now you want to flip that thing and start consulting, but you've never done it yet. Or maybe you've done it and it was easier because the people at your job gave you the leads, and now you got to go get those leads on your own. That's different, right? And because of all of these things needing to shift and all of these things needing to be different, we put a timeline that's probably a lot shorter than we need to be. If you are getting started, one of the things that I want to say to you right now is whatever timeline you put on yourself, double it. Now, if that made you feel a kind of way, I did it on purpose, because I want you to start thinking about and asking yourself the question of, do I need to give myself a little bit more time? Now, maybe you don't necessarily need to double it, but maybe you need to give it more than you've given it before. Now, if you're one of these people that keeps moving your timeline, I'm going to tell you to stop. Right? Because that's not healthy for you either. But again, the overwhelm, my main point with this is that the overwhelm of talking about the hard part to starting a business is because of sometimes the timelines that we put on ourselves, and we have to be better, because it's generally going to take way longer than we anticipated, especially if you're trying to do this thing right. Okay. And I want to give you some of the most important parts if you're talking about launching. Okay. Because I wanted to be able to show you how you can overcome this hard part of launching. Now, the first thing, again, I'm talking about it right now, is give yourself enough time to launch. If you are doing this thing by yourself and you have all these other responsibilities and you don't have enough money to pay someone to help you with certain parts, or you just choose not to, then you're going to have to be kind to yourself yourself with your timeline. One of the best things to do is spend as much as you can to hire who you can to help you with certain parts so that those parts won't be on your plate. If you needed to design something, pay someone to do that if you can. If you need someone to put something together, pay someone to do that if you can. Like, I understand that no one can be my voice, so no one can be your voice, but you can get other people to design and create and to put flyers together and put social media stuff and to take care of the Facebook ads. Like, you can pay people to do that. And because it's going to require your time if you have to do it. Now, if time is the only asset you're willing to give right now, then you just know that you have to spend that time. One of the things that I've learned is that I remember talking to my girl, and what happens is when you get into this entrepreneurial journey, what tends to happen is you'll end up saying, okay, I'm ready to do this thing. Now I have to go learn this. And when you say you have to learn something, you're going to take 3 or 4, maybe 5 steps backwards before you even get to zero towards that launch. For example, emails, you might have to take 5 steps backwards to learn a bunch of stuff with emails before you even can put your first email campaign together. And then by the time you do that, you might realize, oh, I don't really like this one. I need to do something else, right? And that's part of it. It's literally part of the plan. So if you find yourself in that particular situation, you have to give yourself enough time to launch. And if you are going and you're figuring out and you're finding out that there are a lot of aspects to your business, right? There are a lot of aspects to your business. You're going to have to incorporate that into your learning, into your timeline. So you got to give yourself, if you don't want to be overwhelmed, if you don't want to deal with a lot of the hard parts, you got to give yourself enough time to launch. The second thing you have to do is you have to understand the direction that you want to go. That's so important. Now, watch this. It's important to understand while you need to select a direction from the beginning, you also have to have the discernment to pivot when you need to, right? You can select what you want to do from the beginning, but you have to be in prayer and you have to be watching and you have to be listening for if you need to pivot later on. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that because the data may tell you something else. You may be thinking you're going one way, but the people keep being excited about something else that you're doing. God might start speaking to you about something else that you need to do or another direction. And that is absolutely okay. But you have to understand the direction you want to go. When you step into this entrepreneurial realm and you want to do something online and you're going to be a coach or you're going to be a consultant or you're going to be an expert in some areas. Are you going to do it one-on-one, right? And I've talked about how that's trading time for dollars, and it is unless your value is there, right? If your value is there, you charge for it. I know I am. You have to charge for it, right? Do you want to do one-on-one? And do you want to say, you know, maybe I want to get to $20,000 a month and you need to charge accordingly? Do I want to have, $20,000 a month? Do I want to have 40 people or do I want to have 10 or 5? Well, you see, those numbers are going to have to be different depending on what it is you're going to do. And that's going to depend on your value. Or do you want to do group work? But if you want to do group work, you got to build to being able to have a group. If you're starting from zero, nothing, 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 and you're trying to go straight to groups, the only way you really, that I know of that you can do that, well, it's not the only way, but one of the only ways you can do that is you got to pay for ads. Because if nobody knows you, you don't have a following, how are you going to get people to come to something for you to even do a group? It's not impossible, but I'm just saying you have to know where you want to start. Do you want to start with a physical product, right? Or do you want to start with a digital product? Do you want to start with doing events? Are you a book writer? Are you a writer and you want to do blogs and books and journals? Do you want to do that? Do you want to do podcasting, right? Like, there has to be a place and a direction that you want to go to build your foundation to then be able to get people to know, like, and trust you so that you can begin to sell for your business. Now, if you have some connections, make those connections happen. But you got to say, I'm starting somewhere. I'm starting as a consultant. And I just want to do business B2B, business to business. I want to start with B2C. I want to go directly to the customer. That's okay. But you have to know and understand your direction, because you have to know that before you plan. Sometimes people go out and they find the plan before they know if that plan actually works. works for the direction that they have. And I will tell you, I've been guilty of that. I've been guilty of working with some people or trying to work for some folks and wanting them to do one thing, but that wasn't their sweet spot to do, right? And really having to understand where they want to go first. And so I've kind of worked a little bit backwards, and that's why I've taken such a long time, I think, off from doing some one-on-one coaching, because I wanted to do it from a different perspective. And now I feel solid and I feel good. And that's okay as well. So you have to know the direction you want to go. Number three is you have to know if the direction you want to go is solving a problem that people are going to pay your prices for. I'm going to say it again. You have to know that with the direction you want to go, if you are solving a problem that people will pay your prices for. That is so important, because I I'm sure I have written some courses that, oh, that was a great course. Let me bless you. Writing a course is not a business. It's a course. And oftentimes you cannot create an entire business around a course. Now, you can argue with me on that, and I hope you argue with me, and I hope you argue with me vehemently. Matter of fact, you can go to shelaunchesit.com, scroll to the bottom, and there's a place where you can leave a voice memo for me, and I will talk about it on the air. But understand where my heart is, that sometimes we write a course, but we really, if we want to write a business, do we want to have a business, or do we want to just have a one-off product? I remember listening oftentimes to Shark Tank and Mr. Wonderful on there. He's like, that's not a business. You know, he kind of cold-blooded anyway. But he's like, that's not a business. That's a hobby. That's not that. You can't build a business off of this thing that you've done. Is he right all the time? Absolutely not. But his point being that sometimes we want to call a business something that's not a business. Now, the reality is that whatever expertise you have, even if it's a small group, but that group is loyal, you don't have to have tens of thousands, 100,000 people following you. You absolutely don't. You can have a small group that is riding with you and that is going to be with you. And together you guys can make history. You can make some life-changing money, and they can be blessed, right? But you have to know that you are solving a problem that people are willing to pay your prices. So with that, number four is you have to know your prices. You have to know, are you going lower pricing to get more people? Are you doing high ticket, which you know numbers game, but you're going to have less people, but it's going to be a different type of value, right? So you have to know on the website under resources or under freebies, rather, there's a video I have that's free for you to learn how you should do your pricing. Like, I have a formula for it that's golden. Right? Go over there and get that. Take that. I don't remember how long it is. I think it's like 20 minutes, if that, right? So go over there and get that, but you have to make sure that your prices are what people want to pay, right? This is what's going to take away the stressors and the pressures of understanding the hardest parts, and make sure that that problem that you're trying to solve is big enough for them to want to pay, right? And if you don't know the answer to that, guys, get a coach. And number five is you have to have a system to launch. What am I saying with that? What I mean by that is you have to have a way by which you're going to launch. Now, of course, I believe that my 0-1 program, I have a great formula for launching. It's a 4-part system, right? It's 16 weeks. I know it's solid because I'm taking you through the 4 aspects that I know are absolutely necessary that you cannot forget if you are looking at wanting to launch and wanting your business to be on a solid foundation. Because what ends up happening is a lot of people launch, but they don't have a solid foundation. That might set somebody free right there. Is that you have one part, but then you didn't know that you had to have this other part because you have to be able to stand on something, right? You have to be able to. And I know that I have a great program, right? But you have to make sure that you have a great system to launch. You can't just be out there without having some of these things thought about, without having a good timeline, because that timeline is going to help you map out what it is you need to do and when. Having those things set up first, you're going to understand your direction. You're going to understand the problem that you're solving and that people are going to pay for it and that they're going to pay your prices, because that system is what's the most important. So I'm going to give you an example. Now, not be done here. I have been looking at the time of this recording. I've been doing some really, really, really big research on LinkedIn, and I'm about to go heavy on what I'm doing in LinkedIn. And one of the things that I'm doing is I'm reading ebooks. I'm going on these sites that I'm learning some things from. I am reading the documentation. I have started checking out some gurus that I want to find. And all the time I'll go to YouTube and start, you know, how do you do your LinkedIn profile? How do you get traffic on LinkedIn? How do you do? Because I'm going to be able to watch videos. Y'all know I watch them in 2x speed. So I watch videos and they'll say something and I have to go out and research that. And I've been doing that again at the time of this recording for at least a week from when, matter of fact, at least 2 weeks. Now I've gotten really serious about it. And I have given myself time before I actually start with what it is that I'm doing. So I knew I needed to edit my profile. And I'm with my accountability group, I'm saying, okay, last week, this is what I'm going to do. This week, this is what I'm going to focus on. I'm making sure I'm going slow and I'm looking up the terms that I need to look up because it's a slow game. Sometimes what we want to do is we want to go so stinking fast. We want to launch so fast because we're trying to get to the money so fast. And I'm telling you, that's one of the biggest mistakes that you can make. I have made it and I have made it well. I've done it well. I've messed that up very, very well. And it's not about when the Bible said it isn't given to the swift, the race isn't given to the swift, neither is it given to the strong, but he, I say, or she that endures till the end, right? We have to endure this thing and we have to be able to get ourselves to a point where we are having a solid foundation. If you don't leave with anything, understand this, that the hardest part of starting a business is making sure you have a solid foundation and making sure all of these things that I've talked about today, you have in place. That's what I have for you today. I am praying that there was something that I said that was a blessing to you. If you need to, make sure you download this episode, come back to it. Make sure you send it to one of your sister friends that you know might need this episode because they might be stressing out about what they're doing in the launch. And make sure you guys hit that subscribe button. I love you. I appreciate you being with me, and I'll talk to you in the next episode. Hey sis, before you take off, I'd really appreciate if you took 30 seconds to head over to Apple Podcasts or Spotify to give me a rating for this episode, because as you know, ratings are the most important currency here in this type of platform. Also, if you found this episode helpful, I'd really, really appreciate if you shared it with one of your sister friends that might need this word of encouragement to get started themselves. The more we can share the good news that we're getting here on She Launches Podcast, I believe the more that God will be pleased and the more we can impact the world. Thanks so much, and we'll see you in the next episode.